From Spark and Anvil and Speakforge, this is Mosaic, in Chapter 1 of the Speakforge cast. This drama uses an AI-generated voice, voiced via Gemini 2.5. At the Speakforge Academy, where creatures learned not just to speak, but to talk together, Mosaic was a warm, watchful creature who carried a little pouch of colored tiles and who listened to a whole group before she ever fit the pieces into a picture. In a discussion where everyone was tossing out separate ideas that bounced off each other and went nowhere, Mosaic would gather them up. "You said we need it faster," she'd say, "and that connects to what Vel said about fewer steps. Put those together and we've got our answer." The scattered thoughts suddenly became one whole thing. She didn't talk over anyone. She made everyone's pieces fit.
"You made all our random ideas turn into one good plan," a young speaker said. "Because they were never random," Mosaic said, laying a few tiles into a pattern. "I'm Mosaic. I keep the building on others. Take the pieces and make a picture." She set one more tile in place. "In a real conversation, you don't just wait for your turn to drop your own idea. You connect. You said this, and it fits with what they said. A discussion becomes a whole when someone fits the scattered pieces together." Resonance, the warm academy mentor, said, "Show them the two ways a discussion falls apart."
Mosaic demonstrated the first way. Everyone talking past each other, each waiting only to say their own thing, no one connecting anything. "That's a pile of tiles, not a picture," she said. Then the second way, one loud voice flattening everyone else's ideas under their own. That buries the pieces. Then she did it right. She caught two people's separate ideas and snapped them together. Your point and yours are actually the same point from two sides. The two speakers lit up, suddenly allies. A young speaker frowned, thinking, "So I should listen for how my idea connects to theirs, not just push mine?" "Build, don't bury," Mosaic said. When you say building on what you just said, two things happen. The idea gets bigger, and the person feels heard. You can disagree and still build. You just connect to what's true in what they said first.
Resonance asked Mosaic to teach the cast before their big group discussion. "Each of them can give a fine speech alone," Resonance said, "but put them in a circle and they talk over each other. Will you teach them to build?" Mosaic was glad to. When she teaches, she gives one rule. Before you add your idea, name someone else's first. "You said X, and building on that, I think Y." Listen for the pieces that fit. When the discussion ends, fit the whole thing into one picture so everyone sees what the group made together, not just who talked most. Hark, who was wonderful at listening but usually went quiet after, tried it. "Echo said we should think about who's in the room," Hark offered, "and building on that, I think we should ask them first." Echo beamed. Her idea hadn't vanished. It had grown. "You took my piece and added to it," Echo said. "It feels like we're making this together." And they were.
After the rehearsal, Mosaic sat with her pouch of tiles, slowly arranging them into a little picture, the way she always did when she was thinking. For a long time, Mosaic had hidden a quiet ache. The others each had a thing that was clearly theirs: Pitch's big voice, Truss's sharp arguments, Easel's pictures. Mosaic's craft was made entirely of other people's ideas. She'd wondered, in low moments, whether she had any voice of her own at all, or whether she was just an echo who rearranged what everyone else already said. But sitting in the soft academy evening, watching Hark and Echo discover they'd built something together that neither could have made alone, Mosaic felt the ache turn into a deep, glowing warmth. Connecting ideas wasn't having no idea of her own. It was the rarest idea of all.
seeing how separate things belong together, and making people feel heard while she did it. The picture was hers. The pieces were everyone's, but the seeing, the fitting together, that was her gift, and it made the whole group kinder and smarter at once. A warm, settled belonging spread through her, and she set the last tile in place, content, the little picture complete.
You've been listening to a Spark and Anvil chapter, written by the Spark and Anvil writing team for ages 9 to 14. Spark and Anvil is a 501c3 public charity. Apps stay free forever. Curriculum aligned to Mosaic. Released under Creative Commons BY-NC-SA 4.0 for educational reuse. Visit Spark and Anvil for the full transcript.